What's up, sunshine? Today is Monday, November 10th, and I'm so happy to be back with you. Thank you for all the birthday wishes and making your boy feel loved. In honor of International Tongue Twister Day yesterday, let's get the juices flowing with this one. Unique New York, five times real fast. Unique New York, unique New York, unique New York, unique New York, unique New York. Good luck. Now, let's get you your news. We begin in Brazil, where the world's biggest climate conference is underway. Leaders from some of the world's most powerful nations are meeting at the UN's COP30 summit. Why? To find ways to combat the challenges presented by our planet's changing climate. One of the dignitaries was the UK's Prince William, who in recent years has launched his own bid to combat climate change. William started the Earthshot Prize in 2020 with the ambitious goal of funding 50 solutions to environmental problems within a decade. His Royal Foundation gives annual prizes of more than $1 million each to five environmental innovators helping to make the planet a better place.
I think it's really important. Again, you have to provide a leadership and a vision that there's good things to come and that it's not all negative. And for my children particularly, knowing that the planet's going to be in a healthier, better state because of the brilliant people in this room is something that I love to tell them, you know, when they go to bed.
One of this year's winners, an organization called ReGreen, is using groundbreaking techniques to help save the Amazon rainforest. They use drones and AI tech to identify areas of the rainforest that are most suitable for restoration. So far, they've rehabbed nearly 30,000 acres and created more than 200 jobs along with it. Now to an update on last month's audacious heist at France's famed Louvre Museum. Have you heard about the password? To briefly recap, four thieves made off with pieces of priceless jewelry in broad daylight. Well, a new report is highlighting some security flaws. The report from the French Court of Accounts accuses the museum of prioritizing high-profile purchases and renovations at the expense of security and ignoring gaps in security for years. That includes a 2014 audit that showed the password for the museum's security camera system was simply Louvre, not Louvre it or leave it, 1, 2, 3, not smile Mona Lisa, exclamation point. It was simply Louvre. The report also highlighted that security upgrades recommended in 2015 were not scheduled to be completed until at least 2032. So far, no Louvre executives or staff have been fired following the theft. Pop quiz, hotshot. Who was the first woman elected to the U.S. Congress? Shirley Chisholm, Jeanette Rankin, Nancy Pelosi, or Elizabeth Cady Stanton? If you said Jeanette Rankin, give me a yeah, girl. Miss Rankin was a Republican from Montana who was elected in 1916, a full 4 years before women gained the right to vote. One of the most influential women in politics, Nancy Pelosi, sent waves across Capitol Hill last week announcing that she will not seek another term in next year's midterm elections. The California Congresswoman is 85 years old, and she's been one of the Democratic Party's most powerful voices for decades. She posted a video message on social media dedicating it to her congressional district, which includes San Francisco.
For decades, I've cherished the privilege of representing our magnificent city in the United States Congress. It seems prophetic now that the slogan of my very first campaign in 1987 was, "A voice that will be heard." And it was you who made those words come true.
The trailblazing Pelosi made history in 2006 by becoming the first woman elected Speaker of the House, a role she served from 2007 to 2011 and again from 2019 to 2023. She also served 2 decades as the House Democratic Party leader, making her the only woman to lead a major party in either chamber of Congress. All right, this next story is totally awesome. The National Toy Hall of Fame named its 3 inductees for 2025, all exceedingly important and fun contributions to many childhoods. The first, Battleship.
You sunk my battleship.
The strategy and guessing game involves calling out the numbers of the coordinates where you think your opponent's battleships are sitting on their board in an attempt to sink them. More than 100 million copies have been sold. Did you know this game was originally played with paper and a pencil a long time ago. Also getting the nod, Trivial Pursuit, one of the most famous board games in history. Players flex their noggins to answer trivia questions on everything from pop culture to geography in a bid to earn colored wedges and bragging rights, of course. The game originally released in 1981, and its impact was anything but trivial, also selling more than 100 million copies worldwide, spurring special editions on everything from Disney movies to World of Warcraft. And the final honoree is Good. Slime is a Hall of Famer. The gooey, colorful substance can be stretched and squeezed. It can go splat. And it's fun to make at home as well, with shaving cream, contact solution, and Elmer's glue. Slime was originally released by Mattel in 1976, did you know? And it's become ubiquitous, or shall we say, goobiquitous, in the world of toys. Next up, a story about continuing to pursue your passions even after you think you should stop. Lindsey Vonn, one of the greatest skiers of all time, the only American woman to win an Olympic gold in the downhill, retired from her sport about 5 years ago, but now, at 41 years old, she is back. I caught up with her in New York City as she prepares to compete in her fifth Olympic Games. Fast forward to the end of these games, no matter what happens, what are you going to be most proud of yourself or even going to them?
I'm just proud that I'm here and I'm doing it and I'm doing what I believe in, what I believe I'm capable of. You know, I've already gotten back on the podium at 40 years old last year. You know, that's so much more than anyone ever thought was possible, including myself, because I never thought I would be here. So no matter what happens this year, no matter how the Olympics go, this was an incredible opportunity, an incredible journey. Of course, everyone knows I'm very competitive, so I really don't want to go away empty-handed, but it's all about perspective, so I definitely have that.
Love that. So you wrote an email to Dad, letting him know you're coming back. Yeah. If you wrote an email to young Lindsey, say 17-year-old Lindsey, who started out this Olympic journey, what would you say to her about all that she was going to face and how scared she would be at times, how excited she would be at times?
I would never write myself an email because I have to experience all the hardships in order to appreciate the success. And I've had to go through every different obstacle in life to be in this position right now, to have this perspective that I have right now. And I wouldn't change that for anything. So even though I've crashed, even though I've had surgeries, even though I've had all these bad things happen to me, I'm lucky, I'm thankful, I'm here, and I don't want to change that. So I don't want to tell myself anything.
That's amazing. Isn't that the great lesson, though, to the next generation? Like, embrace your struggles. Your tough times can make you tougher.
Well, that's what I don't think the next generation understands, that failure is a privilege because it's the best lesson you'll ever get. And everyone fails all the time, every day. Don't hold that over yourself. Learn and move forward. Always keep moving forward. Failure is a blessing.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, you. On October 10th, 1010, we asked you to submit your 10 out of 10 moments from the year so far, and the response was so epic, so inspiring, we decided to do this on the 10th of every month. That was actually one of your suggestions, I think. Without further ado, we give you, you. Miss Alvarez at Okarchee Public Schools, who sent this picture of the boys baseball team, which won the 2025 Oklahoma State Championships for fall ball for the first time in school history. Watch this. Teamwork, dream work. Way to go, Warriors. And we got this clawsome photo from Oliver Jorgensen, who wrote, "The awesome thing that happened to me this year, we got a kitten. Meow, as a cat guy, this is perfect. Welcome to the fam, Rocky." And from Shayna at Tehachapi High School, who made this in robotics class with a friend. She says the video shows their robot sorting colored ping pong balls using complex series of coding. What in the world? You guys are awesome. This next one comes from Sophie Snow at Elkin Middle School in Elkin, North Carolina, who learned how to play a Nirvana song on the guitar in just 2 days. Rock on, Sophie. Keep up the good work. Finally, 16-year-old Trayvon Critchlow shared these beautiful photos from his great-grandmother's 100th birthday celebration. He says, quote, "I think that's my 20 out of 10 moment, and I will never forget it. unquote. No doubt, buddy, we never know how much time we have with the elders in our lives, so great job celebrating that, Trayvon. We love hearing from all of the good news going on in your lives, and we're going to be doing this on December 10th again, so keep them coming. What was your 10 out of 10 moment so far this year? Send us your videos or photos via email at cnn10@cnn.com. Get your minds right and shine bright today, y'all. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.